El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I mean, I have no words to explain, you know, what I've done to
You're
her.
You're causing a disturbance.
MTV is taking you inside a shore house like you've never seen, full of the hottest, tannest, craziest Guidos.
I'll go along with a lot of things, but not no Judas, not no informant.
You blow it!
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where reality is our bitch. And we take you through the looking glass here, the Alice in Wonderland show of talk radio. Coming up on our show, Harry Reid tried to postpone the healthcare debate to attend a fundraiser. Obama accepts the Nobel Prize. We will have on the line with us tonight Justin McElroy, one of many high school students who were in Oslo when the various prizes from the Nobel Committee were announced. And he'll be on with us. And Michelle Obama has amazing arms, and that according to Barbara Walters. And so we'll be talking about that. We have coming up this hour Chris Norton. Mr. Norton is a young salesman with a pharmaceutical firm, but he also works in the adult film business and is proposing a calendar. This will be interesting. Because Tiger Woods had 11 mistresses, he is going to come out with, you guessed it.
Yeah, but there's 12 bucks.
We're going to get into that. He's going to propose a calendar based upon Mr. Woods' mistresses. And later on, we'll be talking with Mr. Raj Faneen about Christmas. And there was a very interesting story concerning a woman who wants Christmas carols, the freedom of people to, you know, sing Christmas carols in our schools. So all of that ahead on our show. You can visit us online tonight at philhenryshow.com if you'd like to watch live streaming video of our show, as well as listen to live streaming audio of the show, and you can see an affiliate page there as well. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and let's welcome on the program here Chris Norton. He's 28 years of age. He is a entrepreneur, and right now is working in the film business, most of that adult films, right, Chris?
Yes, sir.
And let me ask you about this Tiger Woods commercial opportunity. One of the things that we thought was interesting when we were, you know, sort of reading the stories that are coming out about Tiger Woods is that a lot of people are saying he's dead with his advertisers, that he is dead with the commercial endorsement line of his business, that he's essentially a pariah, anathema to advertisers. What do you think?
Well, Mr. Henry, I've worked, you know, a long time in marketing, and I've done an awful lot of marketing for different companies and different, I suppose, entities that are involved in trying to push their products, you know, the best way they know how. And Tiger Woods is not dead. I can tell you that right now. You know, he is a young, handsome, 33-year-old man who obviously is very attractive to women.
Attractive to women, did you say?
Yeah, he's very, very attractive to women, and he also is a sports hero. You know, you look at a man who's a sports hero, and you combine that with the fact that he has a certain charm, I guess, with women. That's a winning combination. I think there's a lot of people that don't like Tiger Woods and want to probably say that he's not going to be, you know, successful in terms of his commercial endorsements. I can tell you right now, working in the marketing field, also, as you mentioned, I do work in adult film, and that also lends itself to my expertise in this, because adult films, while they are very marketable, they're also something that a lot of people would rather not see in some stores, and so you're always fighting that battle. But I can see Tiger Woods obviously taking a publicity or public relations hit, but it's not going to be for long.
We've seen the list of the sponsors that have dropped Tiger Woods. When you say that he is going to, in the long run, be okay, what do you base that on?
Well, I base it on a couple of things. First of all, I'm a telemarketer for a major pharmaceutical company in Manhattan Beach, California, and I have to tell you that a lot of the people that I talk to on the phone every day are female, and they are housewives, they are women who work in offices, and so on. And you can use sort of a charm, you know, if you want to call it that. Even when you tell them, you know, I'm single, and you find out they're married, women like to be charmed, you know. So I think women, when they say that Tiger Woods was a you know, morally, Tiger Woods was repugnant to them. They're not being probably entirely honest about it.
Well, explain that. What do you mean they're not being entirely honest?
Well, my research is found, and this is what we're basing our calendar on.
And just to let people know, you've got a calendar that you're proposing that would have the 11 mistresses, and there's 12 months in the year.
Well, that's we're going to save the last month of the year, December, for kind of a humorous take on the whole Tiger Woods episode, and I'll get to that in just a minute. But really, based on my experience, not only as a telemarketer, but also because I've worked in the adult film business, I am, you know, for better or for worse, I am very attractive. You know, I've had a lot of married women who will, you know, come up to me and, you know, make a move, and I don't invite it. They just they'll try to make their move with me, you know. And I will tell you that Tiger Woods, at the end of the day, deep down, even the people that criticize him, Tiger Woods is a man that, I gotta tell you, almost every man wants to be.
Every man wants to be rich, you know.
Well, I mean, every man wants to be Tiger Woods. He's rich. He has all of these, you know, girlfriends, women. There's not a man on earth that would not want to have, you know, a piece of that. And by the same token, you have to understand another thing, and this is the part that I think is really where the real money is that women, deep down, are attracted to Tiger Woods. So you have two opposite reactions that are really at play here, and that is that men want to be Tiger Woods, and women are attracted to Tiger Woods to be with him and to, you know, maybe even be, you know, intimate with him, or however you want to put it, you know.
Oh, all right, so, but we're looking at now, Mr. Norton, a public reaction and a commercial reaction that is so so loud, so completely over the top in a lot of ways. People don't like what he's done. He's losing advertisers. And the question would be simply, where in all that noise do you see the reality, in your opinion, that Tiger Woods is actually very much admired and women want to be intimate with him?
Well, I don't think I said intimate.
Yeah, you did. You said intimate, which means that women would like to sleep with him.
Well, I mean, I do believe that, but I don't want people to think that I'm saying, if a woman's married and she sees Tiger Woods, she wants to go to sleep with him, you know. But I'm based on my experience, you know, a lot of married women have wanted to, you know, have made a play for me, but I won't do it, you know.
Well, that's different from saying, though, that they won't.
Well, you have to understand, I work in adult film business, so women are going to find me physically probably more attractive than Tiger Woods, but at the end of the day, they're going to find him attractive, too. And men do want to be. See, that's the reason, that's what I'm banking my commercial expertise on, that Tiger Woods, and I've got a lot of years of experience as a telemarketer, and Tiger Woods isn't hated by people, and Tiger Woods isn't disliked by commercial advertisers. Tiger Woods is admired. Men want mistresses. Women want to be mistresses. That's why so many can appreciate and identify with Tiger Woods.
All right, hold on. I want to give our number out. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Now, you just said something. Women want to be mistresses. Now, you can talk to any woman you want, and I don't care who she is, where she is, or what she's doing. 99.99999% of them would consider being a mistress a degrading thing.
You know, there really is an argument to be made. I think a lot of women in the abstract think that being a mistress is not a something that they would want, not desirable. But in the reality of how it is, women, if they consider the fact that you are paid, you know, you have, you know, money, and the man that you have, he's wealthy, and, you know, if you're lucky, you know, he is physically appealing, or however you want to put it, I think that women are tired, just like men are tired. Look, men would want to be kept by a woman, but that's not going to happen. But women are more likely to be able to have that. It's more likely a woman's going to have the ability to be a mistress. And that's why I think they can be so, you know, they have these opinions, you know, well, no, I don't want to be that, because they're, it's always there for them. If you ask a man, and you say to him, do you want to be kept by a woman? Most men say yeah, because they know that's not never going to happen. So there isn't a married woman out there listening right now who, to be perfectly honest with you, Mr. Ray, there's not a married woman out there listening right now who doesn't want to cheat on her husband with another man, especially if that man is as rich as Tiger Woods.
Well, you can't make that statement.
Why can't I?
There's not a married woman out there that doesn't want to cheat on her man.
If the man that she's has the ability or the possibility of being with is Tiger Woods or a wealthy man who will make her, she'll never have to worry of work or nothing like that. Yeah. I mean, that's an abstract, you know, it's very abstract to say, oh, I love my husband.
Let me ask you something. You're a single man, right?
I am a single man. That's why I can, I have been with so many married women. I think I have a pretty good insight into the mind of married women. They want to cheat just as much as men do. I mean, you ought to see on a, and I don't mean to talk about myself or anything.
Well, because you've been in adult films, Chris, I understand that, you know, whatever, but it, women work on a different, there's a different motor running there.
Well, I have to disagree, Mr. Henry, with all due respect. I mean, I have been, you should see on any given night, one of my favorite places is the Rusty Pelican in Manhattan Beach, California. I go there Friday, Saturday night, and there is a lot of married women who are in there who want to, you know, who will try to take, you know, try to make a play for me or take a shot or, you know, kind of roll the dice and see, you know, what gives. And a lot of them are, I mean, I'm not going to do it. I wouldn't want to do it. I mean, I will tell you, yes, I have slept with married women. A lot of them are not attractive, and you try to be kind, but they're all trying to make a play for me. So
based upon the fact that a lot of married women hit on you, you're saying that married women would love to be with Tiger Woods?
Yeah. I know it's not. And when I say that, I'm not saying that they would necessarily cheat on their husbands, because Tiger Woods, what's the chance that he's going to be in their town, you know? If he's coming through in a personal appearance or something, maybe, you know?
All right. So, Chris, you got this calendar that's coming out. Have you made any contact with Mr. Woods?
Not yet, but I mean, basically what we're saying is this. Tiger Woods is not dead commercially. Tiger Woods is going to make a lot of money commercially because men do admire him. And now they've got two things to admire him for. The fact that not only is he a great golfer, but also he tags, you know, a lot of pretty tasty. You know, I've seen those 11 women pretty tasty. You know, he tags a lot of tasty, you know, a lot of tasty women. And that women do, in their hearts, think, God, you know, if I had the shot to be Tiger Woods' mistress, I would not have blown it bad the way these mistresses have blown it. They blowed it bad, you know. And most of these other women that probably listen to the show right now, a lot of married women would say, I would not have blown it as bad as they have.
All right, 877, hold on for a second. Chris Norton joining us. The commercial appeal of Tiger Woods, is it dead? No, not at all, because, frankly, when all is said and done, men really do admire Tiger Woods for his 11 mistresses and his prowess at golf, and women are attracted to him. So the commercial dollars are not going to dry up anytime soon. Chris Norton joining us, our number 877-876-PHIL. We'll get to your calls coming up next, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
My nose is stuffed up.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on the line. Chris Norton of basically a self-employed telemarketer. I know you're working for a pharmaceutical company right now. Chris, you're talking about Tiger Woods. Has he been hurt commercially? And you're saying absolutely not.
No, sir. I really don't think he has been.
Let's talk about what you've been saying about marriage here. And then we'll get to a phone call here, 877-876-PHIL. You've been talking about marriage I wouldn't say disparaging. Your experience is that you see a lot of women. There are a lot of married women they hit on you because you're an attractive guy?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to understand, I think the ideal is different from the reality. The ideal is, you know, Tiger Woods is a bad guy. The reality is men want to emulate that lie. I mean, they want to have a lot of mistresses. And the reason why I'm saying that, that both men and women want to cheat, is that the institution of marriage is in a lot of ways like slavery. I mean, it's not natural for two people to be together for the rest of their lives, so they cheat. It's natural to cheat. It's why we have all, you know, done it. I mean, not me, because I haven't been married.
You're saying that everyone cheats. I mean, you're going to hear from a lot of married people who say that they are absolutely loyal.
Mr. Henry, the statistics are out, and most men who have been married more than 40 years, you know, cheat. I mean, I can say with certainty that most of the men out there right now, you know, I don't want to say, but I have to say they probably do want to go out on their wives only because they're probably bored or something. I mean, faithful people are not happy ever. I mean,
you don't know that, man.
Well, how long were you married, sir?
You know, I'm a bad example. 9 years.
Okay. I mean, were you not faithful?
No, I was always faithful. Always faithful.
All right. Well, then it's likely you got. I mean, you're not going to say this, but it's likely that your wife got bored with you, or.
No, I can't even say that. That's the reality. I mean, the reality of my life is, and I don't really want to talk about my life. You're saying with absolute certainty.
I've never met a faithful couple that's happy unless they're getting some. I have to say this, and I don't want, you know, people, but I've never met a faithful couple that's happy unless they're getting some side, you know, what we call, you know, my friends and I call it a side dish, unless you're getting get a side dish from someone younger and hotter, and that's what Tiger Woods did. A younger, hotter woman.
His wife is young and hot, man.
But she's old compared to these other things that he was able to meet, you know. And the only married people who don't cheat are you talk about married people who don't cheat. This again is controversial, but this is one of the reasons why, you know, people do want to talk to me about it. The only married people who don't cheat are generally sort of ugly, or I don't know how to put that.
Well, that's a pretty cruel thing, and that is also.
I'm not trying to be cruel. What I'm saying.
No, that you're also judging what beauty is in the eyes of anybody, and I don't think that that's a possibility. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Chris Norton. Chris is a telemarketer. He's also working in the adult film industry. Here's Matt. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Matt, go ahead.
Hi, Phil. Just wanted
yes.
to make a couple of comments on Mr. Norton's his ideology.
Yes, sir.
I am a married man. I've not been married that long, but close to 6 years. And my wife and I have a brand new baby boy. And, you know, just I think he's looking to a warped ideology there of what marriage should be. And so, you know, for me and my wife, we're very committed to one another. And as far as wanting to be talking with, as a man who is, you know, pretty well off myself, there's not amount of the money in the world that would make me want to have a lifestyle that I have to live under that kind of pressure.
What I'm saying is, are you saying that you would not want to have, if you had a better handle on it? I mean, Tiger Woods, let's face it, you know, he didn't have his game very tight, but if you had your game tight and you had 11 women, I don't think, in all honesty, even though you may not want to say it on the air because I don't know, you know, maybe your wife's listening, but I don't think in all honesty you'd say you turn your nose up at that, you know? If you had your game tight and you have 11 women, you got 11 mistresses. What exactly is wrong with that picture? You know, I mean, I don't understand that.
Well, you can love them. Well, let me respond. People's lives at this point become strained, and you start carrying people's emotions, and that's what's wrong with this. You know,
well, the reason why that happens is the Jewish Christian guilt trip, you know. The reason why that happens is because of the Judeo Jewish Christian ethic that puts guilt on your head or on your conscience if you are tagging, you know, if you're hooked up with, you know, 11 tasty women like Tiger Woods was. that's not good, so he better feel guilty about it. And I don't think that's right. And women, too, you know.
I really do get your point of view. Again, I think you're looking through very warped lenses at what marriage is and what relationship is about. And nothing, of course, is going to change your mind about that because you make money doing it.
Right.
Of course, you're going to make money doing something that's going to, you know.
Well, no, but I'm just telling you that a lot of married women hit on me, man. That's all I'm trying to tell you, but that's because I'm good looking.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL.
World famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. And we are really, it's a story it's impossible to get away from, folks. It is the Tiger Woods story, and we're talking with Chris Norton from Manhattan Beach, California, who's in the film business. It's the adult film business, also a telemarketer for a pharmaceutical company in Manhattan Beach, California. And our number, 877-876-PHIL, we're talking to people and to you, Chris, about Tiger Woods and his commercial viability. Now, I understand that you have said you believe that this is not going to hurt him because deep down men want to be Tiger Woods.
Not literally men want to be Tiger Woods. I mean, men want to have the life that Tiger Woods has. You know, they want to have a golfing, you know. I mean, I don't know if you are disagreeing with me just for the sake of it, but I don't think there's a man out there who's going to disagree. They want to have that life. You know?
Well, you just heard a man on the phone saying that he's been married to his wife. And
the guy said he was married for a year. I mean, that just, I'm sorry to say, and I hope I hope he breaks the mold, but it ain't gonna happen. I mean, let me give you an example of what I'm. If I could give an example.
All right, let me give. Our number is 877-876. Phil, go ahead.
I would dare right now any woman that's listening on your show right now to call in, any married woman, I mean, to call in right now, and I guarantee you that she will want to be unfaithful to her husband after 30 seconds talking to me. And
well, you say you're good-looking.
Well, it's got nothing to do with how good-looking I am, although I am good-looking, but it has to do with my, you know, I've got my game tied, and you know, I don't want to be crude or anything, but, what we say to Russ Pelican is tagging and bagging, you know. I mean, if your game's tight, you're tagging and bagging on Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and I'm not trying to say anything bad, but I dare any married woman to call your show right now and not want to be unfaithful to her husband after 30 seconds talking to me.
You know what, dude? I think that, maybe you're right. I think that's going to piss off a lot of guys.
Well, but, I mean, the guys have to know, you know, that if a dude's got his game tight, you know, the sheriff's in town. I mean, you got to, it just forced another dude to get his game tight. If my game's tight, another dude's going to get his game tighter.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I don't know whether you get any takers on that, Chris.
No, but I'm just saying, I dare any married woman right now call me, and I guarantee you that she'll want to be unfaithful to her husband after 30 seconds talking to me.
You know, I've heard a lot of women say that it isn't so much a man's looks, it's his personality. Do you think that your personality is one that agrees with the women you're talking about?
What do you mean, my personality? I mean, you know.
Yeah, your personality.
My personality is, here's my personality, and this is what you need, you know. Can I buy you a drink? You know, do you want to dance? That's really a pretty dress. There's not a whole, let me tell you a little bit of a secret, Mr. Henry. There's not a lot of rap that you need to know at the opening of the conversation. I mean, later on you need to know a little bit about her. But I dare women in your audience call right now. What did you say that number was? What did you say your number was?
Don't worry, Chris. I'll give that. It's 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL. And we're talking now to Paul in San Antonio, Texas. Paul, how you doing? You're on the air. What's your comment?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good, sir.
Well, my comment is that man that you're talking to mind, isn't he?
What?
I said he's a legend in his own mind, isn't he?
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? I mean, I don't know if you're talking to me or you're talking to the host.
I'm talking to you, the one that was a
well, are you are Are you in a truck right now, sir? It sounds like you're in an overland, in an overhaul truck.
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Right now, your wife is at home, and you're out on the road and everything, and you don't want to be Tiger Woods? I mean, are you trying to tell me?
I am happily married. I've got eight grown kids. Well, I've got five grown kids,
yeah.
Eight grandkids. I've been married for a number of years, and I have never cheated on my wife.
No, I know that, but don't you feel like you want it? Don't you want to?
Because there's nothing out here that would cause me to lose my wife and all of, you know, everything I love.
Yeah, but what if you had a chance to gain something? What if you had a chance to gain a mansion? If you could get a mansion and 11 tasty pieces of tail, is the gentleman...
All it is, those women are just after his money. That's all it is. If he didn't have that money, he would be in the shape he's in now. That's all it is, money.
Can I ask you a question then? I mean, right now, your wife...
Do what?
What do you think about the possibility that your wife may be in the arms of a younger, of a younger man right now while you're out right?
Don't tell the man that.
I know.
That's a little insulting.
I know my wife. See, you don't know about married women. You've never been married. You don't know nothing about it. So
I understand.
How can you say that?
Because I've tagged. Yes, sir, but I've tagged a lot of married women, and not that I'm proud of that. I'm not proud of that, you know. But I have had tagged.
You're all mine, aren't you?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you mean.
You're all mine. You're to the way you're talking, you're God's gift to women.
What?
There ain't no man alive God's gift to women. You don't know what women want. You just think what you do. You're right.
Well, then how come a lot of...
You've lucked up and got you a good job. And an adult bookstore. I'm in the adult book industry. You must not be very good at that if you've got to work at something else.
No, I'm working at,
You're talking about your tagging, you're picking them up in bars. Now, what kind of woman, a married woman, hangs out in the bars to start with?
Well, but you didn't say that. You said... over the Rusty Pelican,
Look, I don't want to give a bad name to the Rusty Pelican. It's a great bar and restaurant.
I'm not giving a bad name. I'm just saying,
there's
a lot of play. Okay, maybe
right? It's still a bar.
They have appetizers. They have appetizers, and they have Monday Night Football specials and appetizers.
Well, it's still
rice.
A bar. The women still get drunk, and you have to be taking up drunk women. So that
doesn't tell much
about you.
Sir, they serve dirty rice on Monday Night Football.
If you're in a bar picking up drunk women, that don't say very much about you. You're a legend mind picking up drunk women. So that
I can tell you they're not.
Kind of man you are.
Yeah, but I can tell you they're not drunk because when I'll hit the Rusty Pelican about 8:30 on a Friday night and immediately they'll come up to me.
Women that are out there drunk.
I don't smell.
You're
on their breath.
In your own mind. Mr. Henry, I've enjoyed talking to you, but you...
Thank you, sir.
But I don't smell... I don't smell liquor on their breath or anything. I don't smell liquor on their breath, so I don't think they're drunk or nothing.
What do you do, dope them up or what?
What's that?
That's the way it sounds. You're talking about you going to a bar picking up married women. That just is... what kind of cheap women they are.
Well, sir, all I would say is I... Well, you should ask when you get home. Well, okay. But I'm not saying a Rusty Pelican's not a bar. Has your wife been to a Rusty Pelican?
No, my wife has not. My wife does not go to bars.
They serve dirty rice on Monday night. They have a wiener. They have dirty rice on Monday night for Monday Night Football. They have a wiener specialty.
Well, what are you saying? Is it a restaurant or a bar?
It's not a bar. They have, like I said, they have finger foods. And everything, if you've ever been to Rusty Pelican.
Well, he says it's like a sports bar. It's still a bar.
What's that? Because they also,
he goes to the bar, picks up drunk women, and just because they're married, he waits till they get drunk. That's the kind of person he is. And if he was any good in the sex industry as he says he is, he wouldn't be working as a telemarketer trying to make extra money. Make plenty of money, and they never work.
I have a lot of sexual energy and a lot of sexual. I have a very great high sexual energy, but right now the industry
or anything else. That's why you're talking. You ain't nothing. you just, you know, you just like the women you pick up.
But they are also married.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Yes, sir. I appreciate your phone call. Drive carefully out there, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Of course, I just have to move along a little bit with the phone calls here. Here is Kara in Rockford, Illinois. Kara, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton. Go ahead, please.
Good evening. I just want to know, what the hell is this wannabe Playboy smoking? I would not cheat on my husband after talking to him for 30 seconds because, let me tell you, 30 seconds.
Can I buy you a drink? Can I buy you a drink? Can I buy you a Captain Morgan's and Coke? And let's talk about it.
Can you buy me
one? Let's talk a Captain Morgan's and Coke.
I don't drink soda.
Hello, Captain Morgan. That's rum.
Oh, Cap. Okay. I'm on my cell phone there. Actually, I don't drink hard liquor. I don't hardly drink. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't do drugs. I don't hang out.
All right, all right. A little light white wine or something. You know, we can sit down. I could take you out. You know, go on a dinner cruise.
Unless you look like my husband or Sean Connery, and you got my brand of wine or Scottish, it ain't happening, sweetheart.
Well, would you say your brand of scotch? I can buy it. Did you say scotch? Well, I didn't understand what you said.
A Scottish ale, unless you are wearing a kilt and you drink.
Yeah.
It ain't happening.
I can do that. I can do that.
Well,
that's
you could
easy.
Do
I can
that,
do that,
but it ain't happening.
Can I tell you one thing? And I know the lady's probably going to laugh at this, Mr. Henry, but I did. I appeared in one film, and it was called Log Toss of the Highlands. It was an adult film, and I don't mean, I'm not going to be crude or anything.
What was it called?
It was called Log Toss of the Highlands, and I did wear a kilt, and there was a barn scene. And see, I proved it right now. This lady's laughing. She's charmed by me. She's very, you know, she's relaxed.
I'm laughing at your ego and your stupidity, okay?
Why do you...
Log Toss of the Highlands.
Yeah, it's based on the Highland Games.
No, I know what those guys do. They throw those big logs.
Yeah, this was an adult film. It's silly, but... See, this lady, she's laughing, she's enjoying my company and everything, and I can do a kilt. I'm like, well, how hard is that? Hello, you know, I could go down to Dunedin, Florida, where they do those kilts and you know, I can do all of that and everything. So,
I'm just letting you.
Yeah. Why are you laughing? I mean, right now.
Well, Chris, do you understand this woman's laughing because she thinks your stuff is funny, man? If you met her...
If she met me, she'd be sitting at the table right now. I'd be cracking her up. I'd be buying her drinks in about...
I give it
10 minutes, and she'd be up in my place, you know. See, that's how it starts.
Oh, God, in your dreams.
Look at you. You'd be at my table.
This guy is smoking crack.
If she met me and she didn't end up on my lap, she's probably a lesbian is all I can say. You know?
Well, the lady is hanging up.
No, she's not. She's still there. Aren't you, lady? Yeah, she is. She's listening now. But
all right, look, thank you very much, Cara, for your call. 877. She just did hang up right now, right there. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, but she didn't hang up right away is what she said she was going to do, but then she wanted to know what my opinion was. See, my opinion matters to her. It matters to her. It matters to a lot of these, you know, kind of, I don't know, hanky or, you know, well, I don't know what she looks like. So
don't use any disparaging terms, please, about the women that are calling. You have no idea. Let's go to Joanne in Massachusetts. Joanne, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton. Go ahead, please.
How are you guys?
Hi, how you doing?
Entertained, and I guess that's the call of the show, right? Entertainment? Honestly, I just had a
Well,
call.
Yeah, that is the goal of the show, and information.
Well, I'm
and,
you know, not
I never
a clown.
I'm talk radio, but I'm
not a clown. My purpose here is to tell people that Tiger Woods is not the anathema that a lot of people think he is. He's going to make a lot of money. A lot of men want to be him. A lot of women want to be with him.
Yeah, I know, but that's your opinion. I don't know that that's the fact. Go ahead, ma'am. What was your comment?
I guess my comment is that, you know, there's plenty out there and a population for you, and God bless you. I'm happy I'm not part of it. Frankly, I think...
Well, are you married? Are you married?
17 years, happily, both attractive people.
Right.
And guess what? We have
a... Okay, hey. And guess what? You call me. Oh, what? I'm sorry. Did that hurt?
You
called me. Yeah, you picked up. No, it's you picked up the phone and called me because you have, like, you know, attraction to my sexuality.
No,
right?
Let me share with you why I called you. First,
you haven't attracted my sexual energy. You don't feel my sexuality.
Well, you let the lady finish and say what she's going to say.
First of all, I'm attracted to people who have a sense of humor and quick wit, and you're not it. I just want to say that the reality is, you know, you have shared a complete relationship in marriage where there's a whole fulfillment, which is great sex, but it's also an intimacy that you haven't felt yet. And I hope you enjoy that someday and experience it.
I have been.
I've been with a lot of married women. I really pity you that based your relationship on entirely on a sexual experience, and I just find it comfortable. I think you're an idiot.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of married women out there that would...
You're an idiot.
A lot of see, you're really emotionally connected to me because you got to insult me and everything. That means you. You know, the flip side of love is hate.
I just find you comical. I find you comical.
Yeah.
So I'm glad
you
have.
You call me an idiot. That's more than comical.
You're
angry.
That you do.
Yeah. See, this is psychology. I'm more than comical. She's angry at me. She called me an idiot.
Well, whatever. The lady is not attracted to you.
She called me up.
You must
appeal
to a really low intellect of people that, say you're rumming.
That's why you called.
I'm going to go to bed with you. I just think that's funny.
That's why you called.
Maybe these women are calling, Chris, because they want to put you in your place a little bit.
No.
Who is this guy you have on the
show? The thing I'm trying to say is these women will call you because if Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods had 11 of them, okay? What's that about?
Well, they weren't married. They were single women. He was the guy that was married.
How do you know that? We don't
know. Any of us are ignorant of the fact that, opportunities are tempting, so we can't say that we're in his shoes and temptation. You know, you're going to turn down every time. I hope morality high ground keeps you from doing that.
Let me ask you a question. Like, what are you wearing right now,
from a Christmas party. My husband's in bed, and I just walked in the door, and it's...
So you're nude?
Don't ask a question like that.
You know what's so funny? Is that
what are you wearing right now?
To more intellect and more of a sense of humor, regardless what a guy
women,
looks like.
Really? Women always say that, but they always wind up with the guy... They always wind up with a guy who's got the money and the looks. They always say it like a sense of humor.
Well, we got to watch the language. Watch the language. All right, thank you. Take a break. I got to take a break anyway. Thank you very much, Joanne. 877-876-PHIL.
See, that woman, do you see how angry she was? That proves that she's attracted to me because her anger means that she's connected to me on a...
Yeah, okay, hold on for just a second, Chris. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Chris Norton joins us. Why would 11 women be with Tiger Woods? Why? Because women want to be with Tiger Woods, and men want to be Tiger Woods, and that's why he, commercially, is probably going to make a lot of money down the road. Chris Norton joins us saying, most recently, what was it? Any married woman that calls up in 30 seconds, he'd have her wanting to go to bed with him. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
That's the flip side of love, hey.
Phil and
877-876-PHIL. Let's get to a phone call here for Chris Norton as we continue to talk about the commercial viability of Tiger Woods. Is he really all that repulsive to advertisers? He's lost a lot of advertisers, but Mr. Norton says that the fact that he's got 11 mistresses makes him attractive to men and women. Here is Chrisalyn. Chrisalyn, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Chris Norton. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. I've been with my now husband we've been married for a year, but we've been together for six years. And, I'm listening to some of these male callers and I honestly can't believe what I'm hearing.
Talking about the gentleman we have on the line? Mr. Norton is with us. He's the guest.
Let me ask the lady a question. What is it about what I'm saying, ma'am, that you don't find believable? I mean, I'm trying to deal in the world of reality as opposed to what we want people to believe about us, you know? Sure, we want people to believe we're faithful and everything else, but
Are you married?
No, I'm not, you know, I've been with far too many married women to believe that marriage is, you know, I mean, I get a lot of these women making a play for me, you know, on Friday night.
First of all, I know that you're a backdoor man, and you probably are married.
No, ma'am, I'm not married. I tell you, if I was, I'm not married.
Are you married, Chris? Seriously, are you married?
I am not married.
I've been married for about a year and 2 months.
What about Mr. Norton? Mr. Norton, are you married?
You mean Mr. Norton?
Your name, her name is Chrislyn, your name is Chris, and she got confused. She thought it was...
Her name isn't Chris. It's Chrislyn.
I know. Are you, Chris, are you married?
I am not married. I would not be married. Why would I, you know, why buy a cow and milk so cheap, you know? Have you ever heard that one?
Let me tell you that Tiger fell from grace. We all know that. There's no one person that can be perfect.
There's going to be a large payday for Tiger Woods. I can trust me on that, Chris Lynn.
I absolutely agree with you. And it's
there you go.
It's a travesty.
Well, I don't think so. I think he's going to have a very, you know, it'll be fun for him to have a lot of women.
Phil Hendry.
Yeah, is the caller still there?
Go to talkradionetwork.com for more information.